want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is tortillas. José Coronel Urtreco wrote in A Text on Corn that the tortilla is at one and the same time a plate, a meal, a spoon, or a scoop. It can be eaten by itself or can accompany other foods. It is the perfect everyday food. When I think of perfect foods, I often think of bread-type conveyances for a wide host of fillings or toppings. Pizza, pitas, bagels, burritos, sandwiches, flatbreads, and more are all perfect. After all, the wraps concept are sort of a tortilla with global food-style fillings. Before I became a cook, I worked for a short time spraying concrete out of fire hoses in Kansas, building pit silos to feed cattle. I was 19 and staying with a couple of buddies in a Holiday Inn-like motel, just trying to make enough bucks to hitchhike up to Alaska and maybe help work on the pipeline being built back then. I hated the taste of dust in my mouth from the Kansas sun-baked earth kicking up around us. But the majority of other workers were from Mexico. Sometimes they offered me a portion of their warm, tasty tortilla-stuffed lunches, filled with the likes of scrambled eggs, sweet onions, chilies, cilantro, and spicy chorizo. In fact, there were many Mexican immigrants I met as I worked my way west to Colorado, and I really started to get into the working-class version of Mexican food, and that included tortillas. The corn tortilla is made of carefully selected dried corn and just the right amount of lime, too. Some folks insist that it is only a corn tortilla that will do. But in the more northern areas of Mexico, which are more arid, it is the flour tortilla that prevails. Flour, of course, being made from wheat. There is a very talented chef in New York City named Alex Stupak, who went from being a lauded pastry chef working in a very high-end restaurant to opening up his version of a Mexican restaurant. I see it as homage in his case. He has made tortillas with beets, saffron, buckwheat, rye, yuca, and more. So the world spins. For me, I am most happy with the corn variety, and whether they are warmed on a comal, flashed on a grill, or made crisp in some kind of fat are all fine by me, too. There is a phrase that indicates the value tacos have in Mexico. It is echarse un taco, which is just the same thing as saying eating. In the book Tacopedia, which is purposefully named as it is in that it is like an encyclopedia on the subject, the authors Deborah Holtz and Juan Carlos Mena write, "The Zapotecs in the Valley of Oaxaca honored Pitao Cozobi, the maize god, who wore a headpiece made of corn cobs. After Columbus's voyage to the Caribbean in 1492, he famously brought ears of corn back to Europe. We were in Mexico City some years ago and bought two bags of hand-padded corn tortillas from a very small, very dark Indian woman who sold her products while sitting on a blanket on the ground. My wife Jen and I were headed to the airport. They were heavenly, right out of the paper bag. My fellow travelers were munching factory-made pretzels, poor things. Tortillas, a tool for eating, and so much more. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Oh, Mexico.